present great stories from around the globe by some of the world's favorite writers in Springbok Library of the Air.
Come in, Dr. Wallace. Come in and close the door.
Thank you, Herr Marshal.
Terrible day. Won't be sorry when this winter's over. Sit down, sit down.
Thank you.
Now then, what is it you want?
To tell you about this idea I have.
I've no use for you inventors. My boys' lives are too precious to be wasted on your crazy notions.
That's exactly why I worked out this plan to destroy Germany's dams. The effect on the German war effort could be tremendous.
The dam project, I've heard of it. It's too far-fetched.
Well, I think when I've explained it, may I?
Well, as long as it doesn't take too long.
Well, I'll make it as brief as possible. As you will appreciate, the concrete dams that supply the industrial towns of the Ruhr Valley hold captive millions of gallons of water, which supply not only industry, but also drive hydroelectric generators.
I know all that. Tell me something I don't know. How does your plan work?
But it's really very simple. I've designed a new bomb, one that can explode beneath the water of the lake and destroy a dam by means of a shockwave. I believe a 5-ton bomb placed under the water against the dam wall could fracture the concrete, or, with luck, punch a hole right through it, and the water pressure will break down the wall.
You say the bomb will have to be dropped against the dam wall. How?
I had thought of a torpedo, but that would be useless. The Germans have laid steel nets across the lakes of the dams to prevent such an attack. I intend bouncing the bomb.
Bouncing it?
Using the principle of spinning the bomb, as if it were a pebble one wanted to skim over the water. I'm sure you've often done that in the past.
Sounds too easy.
But it is.
How do you know it's going to work?
I tried it out on a dam in Radnorshire. A small, disused dam, of course, owned by the Birmingham Corporation.
What type of aircraft had you in mind?
I thought of the new Lancaster.
If you think you're going to get a squadron of new Lancasters out of me, Barnes Wallace, you've made a mistake.
Well, not a squadron, naturally. Just one to try it out.
I don't know.
Well, as I told you, I've already tried it with a converted Wellington off Chesil Beach.
Yes, yes, I read about that in your report. I gather you made the experiment with the Vickers test pilot, Butt Summers.
Yes, you know him?
Known him for years.
Oh, you will give us the go-ahead, then?
Not without further investigation, Dr. Wallace.
Oh, perhaps I can help you in that. Summers is in the outer office. He's brought some of the films we made that should show how it works.
Films?
Yes.
That's different. I'd like to see them.
Oh, good.
I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll show them in Bomber Command projection room in an hour's time.
Oh, fine.
I'll ask Vice Marshal Thornby to run the film for us. If it's as good as you say, there's no point in letting everyone know about it.
You approve of the idea?
Approve of it. Haven't seen it yet. But I promise to think it over. And when I saw the film, Cochrane, I knew we were on to something. The job's going to be yours. I think it may have a chance.
Yeah, from what you say, sir, it sounds rather more than likely. I've known Wallace for years. He's a first-class scientist and an excellent engineer.
Then it's up to you to organize the raid on the dams. The Mona, the Ada, and the Sorpa dams are the important ones.
We'll need some brilliant air crews. Perhaps we'd better pull out some of our better squadrons and start on intensive training right away.
No, I don't want to upset the main force. I thought you might use a group of experienced chaps who've just finished a tour. Keen lads who won't mind doing another instead of having a rest.
Mm.
Do you think you can find any in your group?
Sure I can. Have you anybody in mind to command them?
Gibson.
Gibson. He's due for a rest. I believe he's making the last trip of his third tour this very night. He's been on ops almost constantly since the war started.
173 missions, and that's a lot. Even so, can you think of anyone better?
No one, sir. One other point. How long before the operation?
12 weeks.
12 weeks in which to choose an air crew for 21 bombers, not to mention mechanics and ground crew.
And to train them, Cochrane. Mm. That's the most important thing, to train them.
I was delighted to hear you have another bar to your dear Sir Gibson.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now then, let's get down to business. I was wondering how you'd feel about doing one more trip.
What sort of trip, sir?
At this moment, there's very little I can tell you about it, except that it's extremely important. I know that's not much to go on, but would you be willing to command the operation?
Command? Yes, I think so, sir.
You sound doubtful.
Well, it's rather like a lucky dip, isn't it?
I suppose it is. There is one thing I must warn you about. It'll be impossible to take off for at least 2 months.
2 months? But why all that time?
Training. For this particular operation, the commander-in-chief wants us to form a special squadron, And that, of course, will be up to you. You've got to be sure you can rely on every man you choose. I shall tell our squadrons they're going to have to give up some of their better men.
Well, they won't like that, sir.
No, I know they won't. But it's got to be done.
I'm aware that it's all very secret, sir, but what sort of training is involved?
Low flying.
I see. And the target?
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't tell you anything about that just yet. Except to say that you've all got to be able to low fly at night until you can do it with your eyes closed, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, if it's to be low flying over Germany, sir, I know just the man. A chap called Martin.
Oh.
He was decorated for doing just that.
Good. Well, I'm sorry I can't tell you any more just at the moment. I know it's rather like sitting on a volcano, but your immediate task is to get your crew flying.
And what about our aircraft, sir?
No, that's in hand. The first Lancaster will be flown into Scampton tomorrow, and that's where you will be stationed.
Oh, thank you, sir. Is that all?
I think so. Oh, no, just a moment. There is one other thing. A new squadron of 700 men could cause interest in the wrong places. Security is all important. No one must know there's anything unusual about X Squadron. As far as everyone's concerned, this is just an ordinary new squadron.
And the cover plan?
No, don't worry about that. We'll think up something later.
Someone could ask us our number, and it might be difficult if we don't have one.
You'll get your number, Gibson. At the moment, as I said, yours is X Squadron. Good luck to you.
Good to see you again, Terry.
Oh, thanks for asking me, sir. Although I seem to be in somewhat distinguished company, I've never seen so many decorations scattered about the mess tonight.
It's going to be a good squadron.
It certainly is. Hey, isn't that Mickey Martin, the chap who was decorated for low-flying?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Who's the tall chap, the one leaning against the mantelpiece?
That's Joe McCarthy, an American from Brooklyn.
Oh, he looks like one. How did he get here?
He joined the RAF before America came into the war.
Ah.
Oh, well, I imagine I'd better welcome everyone to Scampton.
Quiet, please.
I'm glad to see you're making yourselves at home. I don't want to disturb the party more than absolutely necessary, but I felt I'd rather like to say welcome to you all.
Thank you, sir. What's the form?
The form? I wish I could answer that. All I can tell you is that this is to be the Royal Air Force's crack squadron with a special job to do. I must admit, I know as little about it as you do, but I'm sure somebody's going to tell us something before long. Anyway, whatever the target is, I understand it might even shorten the war. It's also essential that you should practice low flying day and night until, as Air Vice Marshal Cochrane says, you can do it with your eyes closed.
But it must be the Tirpitz, sir.
I'd rather you didn't jump to conclusions. The target could be anything from a battleship to Hitler's hideaway in Berchtesgaden. Whatever it is, you've got to be able to do as you're told, without asking any questions. And then there's the matter of security. Terry Tatum here commented on the number of decorations being worn in the mess. If he noticed it, you can be sure other less desirable people are going to do the same. It's unusual to have a crowd like you forming a squadron, so whatever happens, you've got to keep your mouth shut. Remember that walls have ears, and your very lives depend on secrecy. If we surprise the Germans, everything will go splendidly. If they know we're coming, well, let's not talk about that. Well, just enjoy the party and then get down to training tomorrow.
Good afternoon, Wing Commander Gibson. I'm very glad to meet you.
Thank you, sir. You've got a beautiful home. There's a lot to be said for the country, isn't there?
There is indeed. Well, I don't suppose you've come to Bow Hill just to enjoy the English countryside.
No, Dr. Wallace. I've come for information about the weapon.
You know nothing about it?
No, sir.
You know the target?
I don't even know that.
Well, I see. That makes things difficult. Do you see this list?
Yes, sir.
And the operation you are going on is so secret that I'm not allowed to tell anyone whose name is not on it. Yours isn't one of them. A lot of nonsense, that's what it is. A lot of nonsense. But I'll tell you as much as I dare and trust that someone enlightens you when you get back to Scampton.
I must admit it's not easy working in the dark.
I'm sure it's not. Well, here goes. Now, I can tell you that there are certain rather large and vital objects in enemy territory that we have to get rid of. The point is that these objects are so large that an ordinary bomb won't hurt them. As it happens, I've got an idea for a bomb that destroys through the medium of shockwaves.
Afraid I don't quite understand, sir.
Well, let's put it this way. You've played Shove Halfpenny.
Yes, sir.
Well, then, imagine you've got two or three discs lying on the board, each touching the other. Mm-hmm. You flick in another behind them, and all but the front one stays where they are. That's the shockwave.
I see what you mean, sir.
Yes, yes. Well, look at these photographs, Gibson. I can at least show you this. As you see, it's a Wellington dropping one of my bombs.
Are we to drop them over water, then?
Oh, yes, yes. You'll be dropping it over water either at night or early in the morning when it's calm. What I want to know is, can you fly at a speed of 240 miles per hour at 60 feet over smooth water and still be able to bomb accurately?
It's hard to judge your speed over water. What margin of error do we have?
None. It's got to be 60 feet.
I must say, I find the thought of low flying exciting, sir. Normally, we're not allowed to do it. They say the RAF is losing a lot of aircraft every month from low-flying accidents.
I want you to go away and think about it, Gibson. Put your mind to the problem of flying over water at a height of 60 feet. No more, no less. 60 feet.
We nearly went into the lake, sir. It's incredibly dangerous. I'm afraid that unless we know what it is we're going to attack, we'll never be able to find some way of judging height accurately.
I appreciate the difficulty you've had, Gibson. Actually, Dr. Wallace and I felt it was about time you saw a model of your targets. Help me lift the tops off these packing cases. They're unnailed.
Yes, sir. Well, they don't look like battleships to me.
Battleships?
The chaps were having a side bet, sir. Thought they might
you
just...
take the top off, Gibson, and I'll cope with the other two cases.
I do. Here we are, sir.
There. Now, what do you think of that?
Dams.
That's it, Gibson. Models of three of Germany's most important dams. The Myrna, the Eder, and the Sorpe.
So that's what we've got to attack, is it?
We take a close look at them, Gibson. To breach the dam walls, the bomb must explode deep down in the water against them. Now, I've calculated the first bomb should crack them. More bombs will eventually topple them, helped, of course, by water pressure.
When do we go?
Between the 13th and 19th of May.
There'll be a full moon, then. You've got to be accurate, or you might overrun.
And if the bomb hits the parapet?
Won't hurt the dam wing, Commander, but it could most certainly hurt you. Sorry to get you up so early, Gibson. We thought you'd like to see how the bomb stands up to the shock of dropping. That's why we've decided to drop it at high tide. And when the tide goes out, we'll be able to see the result of the experiment. The Lancaster should be here in a moment. Oh, by the way, have you got over your bomb sight trouble?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think so, sir.
Ah, good.
We found the low-level bomb sights we were using weren't nearly accurate enough.
Uh-huh.
Wing Commander Dan of the Ministry of Aircraft Production had the answer. His carpenter ran one up in 5 minutes out of spare bits of wood.
That sounds incredibly elementary.
Well, it is. See, the base is a small triangle of plywood with a peephole at one angle and two nails stuck in the other corners.
Yeah?
All you have to do is to look through the peephole, and when the two towers of the dam are in line with the nails, you're on target.
Amazing. And your height problem?
We've got an answer to that as well, sir. We've had an Aldous lamp fitted under the bomber's nose and another under the tail. The two thin beams of light made by the lamps make pale round disks of light that rush along the surface of the water,
mm-hmm.
gradually converging as the plane comes lower. Bingo. Exactly 60 feet. There's the Lancaster, sir.
Splendid. We've got Matt Summers flying. He's getting quite good at dropping my bomb. We should be safe enough up here on the sand dunes.
He's nearly here, sir.
Well, he's got to work. The prototypes did, but this is the real thing. I find the seashore most stimulating at this time of day.
She's here, sir.
It's got to work.
There it goes. It's a strange shape. It's like a barrel. It's done it. The bomb's sinking.
No, Gibson. It's not working. The bomb's breaking up. You can see the fragments of it in the spray. It should still be in one bit, and I'm afraid it's...
You're wrong. It's splendid. It's exploded. You're wrong, Dr. Wallace. The bomb's worked.
Thank goodness. Not quite as good as it should be. Some of the casing must have come away. But it did work. Anyway, there are a few weeks left, so we'll do a little more research.
So, that's it, chaps. It's the Myrna, Eder, and Sorpe dams. As you've seen, the Lancasters have been modified to carry Dr. Barnes-Wallace's bombs. The bomb doors have been removed, and so has the upper turret and some of the armor. There's also a strange-looking bomb underneath.
Oh, when do we go, sir?
Tomorrow night. The moon should be very bright, and as all other missions over Europe have been cancelled, we should have it to ourselves. The 19 Lancasters of 617 Squadron will take off at 21:28 hours.
We're to fly out in two main groups, crossing the Dutch flak belts to the north of the Zuider Zee. I lead the first formation of nine Lanks to attack the Myrna, and then, if we're successful, we'll carry on to the Eider. The second formation of five will act as a diversionary force and attack the Sorper. The rest of you will be useful to fill in the gaps as required during the operation. Any questions?
What are the dam's defenses like, sir?
And as far as we know, they seem to be confined to light flak, although I must warn you about some new structures being built on top of the Myrna. They could be additional defenses.
Any balloons, sir?
Well, up until yesterday, the nearest were about 12 miles away. I don't think we'll need to worry about those, Hopgood.
Thank you, sir. Are there any nets on the lake?
If you look at this photograph, you'll see that there are torpedo booms in front of the dam walls.
How effective will they be against the bomb?
Well, they might just as well not be there. Now then, I want you to look at these. As you can see, they're models of the three dams.
Can we make a study of them, sir?
You can indeed. In fact, I want you to study them until every detail is imprinted on your minds.
Which would you say is the best way into the Myrna, sir?
I'd say down that spit of land running out into the lake. Follow that, and we should fly in a straight line to the middle of the dam wall.
How long have we got to study the models, sir?
Until 8 o'clock. Then I want you to buzz off and get some grub. At the same time, keep your mouth shut. I don't even want you to mention this briefing to your own crews. Remember, if anything should get out to the Germans, we won't be coming back tomorrow night.
Gibson?
Sir?
Just here to say all the best and safe flying.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The same message comes to you all from Dr. Barnes-Wallace and Air Marshal Harris. Tell the lads when you're airborne.
I will, sir. I hope we can do them justice.
I'm sure you will. By the way, I'm sorry to hear about your dog. Someone tells me he was run over today.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'll miss old nigger. He used to follow me everywhere.
Where Gibson went, his dog would follow. Even on a practice run over Derwentwater, I believe.
Well, sir, I'm afraid I...
That's all right. Did the same sort of thing when I was your age. You know, of course, that I've decided to use the word nigger as the code word for a successful breach of the dams.
Yes, sir.
Nice to think his name will go down in history, isn't it? Right, Gibson. Well, this seems to be it. See you later.
See you later, sir. Come on, Terry. You'll miss the bus.
We're coming, sir.
Cochrane, is that you?
Yeah, Dr. Wallace. I didn't expect to see you. The boys will be sorry to have missed you.
Well, that's why I'm a little late. I was afraid I might make a fool of myself if I had to say goodbye. So many young men. How many of them will return? If I were 22, instead of in my 50s, I'd be out there with those lads instead of sitting here in England. I can't believe they're so young.
You've done more than most men of your age, Wallace. You even released the bomb during its test.
I suppose you're right. Oh, look. Isn't that the Beery?
That's it. They're off.
Good luck to you, lads. Good luck.
Hey, Hutch, turn the heat off.
Oh, thank goodness for that. This Mae West's killing me. Small town coming up.
Okay, Terry, Eileen's the rover.
There's a lot to be said for hugging that canal. It took us straight to the entrance to the Roe Valley.
That's where we wanted to go. What's our ground speed, Terry?
Exactly 203.5 miles an hour.
That's great. I see Martin's ranging alongside, flashing his eldest lamp. What's he saying, Hutch?
We're going to get screeches tomorrow night.
He's dead right. Answer him, biggest binge of all time.
That'll be a great help coming from Hutch. He doesn't even drink. The flak's quiet.
We had enough of that just a while ago. Although I suppose it's too much to hope it won't happen again. Hey, this must be the hills that cradle the dam.
New course, skipper. 165, magnetic.
Thanks, Terry. The last lap. Hope the reserve force is doing okay. Spoke too soon. Here they come again. Determined to cause a slight nuisance.
Slight nuisance? There's flak everywhere.
What do you expect when we disturb their beauty sleep?
That crazy American McCarthy should be over Sorper by now.
We're there! Over the Myrna!
Look at it. Damn beautiful.
Oh, it's mighty big. Hugging the water like a battleship. Possibly break that. What about that flak? The searchlight's but 1,000 guns.
Look, I'm going to circle out of range until the others arrive.
Lots of guns on the dam, skipper.
Yes, I noticed that. They're in the towers, from the look of things.
And in the fields on either side.
They're a bit aggressive, aren't they?
That you, Trev? Thought you'd left us.
He's raring to go, skipper. I guess that applies to all of us.
All right, I'm going to start calling the others. T for Tom. T for Tom, are you there?
Okay, leader.
A for Apple. A for Apple. Leader calling, A for Apple.
A for Apple answering.
That's two of them. P for Popsy. P for Popsy. Hopsy here. I'm glad about that, Martin. Emph, mother, are you with us, Hopgood?
To the bitter end, skipper.
Good lad. Q for Queenie. Q for Queenie. Q for Queenie. Leader calling Q for Queenie.
Why doesn't he answer?
Hello? Q for Queenie. Are you there, Anstall?
No sign of him from here, leader.
Thanks, Emperor Mother. I'll try once more. Q for Queenie. Hello, Q for Queenie. Sorry, lads. I guess he must have bought it somewhere. Well, I suppose we'd better start the ball rolling, hadn't we?
Can't wait to get in and out of that lot.
Hello? All cooler aircraft. I'm going to attack. Stand by to come into attack in your order when I tell you. Hello, M for Mother. Stand by to take over if anything happens, eh?
Okay, leader. Good luck.
Throttle Z, Tut.
Throttle Z.
Picking up speed, lads. How does it look from there, Terry?
Oh, this is wizard. I can see everything.
Come on, Chief George. Let's see what you're made of. Check height, Terry.
All right, okay, skipper.
I'm touching 240. Check speed control, Pulford. All guns ready, gunners. Coming up.
Down, 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 up a bit. That's it. Now hold it. Steady, steady. Lights touching. 60 feet exactly, skipper. Working like a dream.
Keep her like that, Terry.
You're pointing her right between the towers, skipper.
Pulford, stand by to pull me out of the seat if I get hit. You'll have to take over. Can't give up at this stage. Open to the turret steering.
Ready? Ready to go. Coming up now. Over to you, Spafford.
Fingers crossed, boys.
We've done it. In the very light hatch. Let the others know.
We're over the parapet, easing her away now.
Good show, leader. Nice work.
Thanks, Hopgood. Hopi. Skipper,
she's going. Oh, what an explosion.
Yeah, I see it. Good old Wallace. He said it'll be okay. Well done, boys.
Don't think we've breached it, skipper.
No, not likely to, Terry. Just weakening the structure. Now it's over to Hopgood. Hello? M for Mother. Hello, M for Mother. Good luck.
Okay, leader. Attacking now.
I'll go down with you to draw up some of the flak.
There he goes.
Yeah, with any luck, this will be the one.
Skipper. Skipper, he's been hit. He's on fire.
Poor Hoppy. Hutch, report our bomb gone to base.
Okay, skipper.
Hello? P for Popsy. Hello, P for Popsy. Are you ready?
Okay, leader. Going in.
What's happened? The only signals we've had have been goner. Nothing else. Bombs have gone, but why? What's gone wrong?
You have to be patient, Wallace.
I've been patient for weeks waiting for this moment, Harris. Must I wait forever? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'd hoped one bomb might do it.
Yeah, it's probably weakened it.
Weakened it? That's not what they're here for.
Now, let's recap. So far, we've had Goner from Popsy, Apple, and George. There are others to come.
With half an hour break between each one.
Not even 5 minutes. Well, it feels like an hour. Is a cigarette, Wallace?
Thank you, Cochrane. I think I will have one.
Restroom?
Cochrane.
Yes? Yes?
Cochrane, he's writing something. What is it?
Let me see. N. I. Wallace. It's nigger. It's gone. The dam's gone.
At last.
Congratulations, old man.
Wallace, I want to shake your hand. I must admit I didn't believe a word you said about that dam bomb, but you could sell me a pink elephant now.
I mean, it was so obvious. It had to work.
I must tell Portal immediately.
Well, the CNC is in Washington, sir.
I know that, Cochrane. First officer, get me the White House.
Listen again next week for another unforgettable story from our Springbok Library of the Air.